Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ham Schult. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Art Mahan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive towards short. Bregan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Atwood to Schult covering second. The throw back to home, and Hermann is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ham Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Todd and he is out, Hermann applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Mahan reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mahan moves to third. Ham Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 0 in the game. Marty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Klein reaches second base with a double. Mahan scores. Brown scores. Schult moves to third. It's 2-0, Phillies. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzo is walked intentionally. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Klein scores. Rizzo moves to third. It's 4-0, Phillies. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bregan hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gleason moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gleason scores. One out. It's 4-1, Phillies. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bragan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mahan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Mahan reaches second base with a double. Atwood moves to third. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ham Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Atwood scores. Mahan moves to third. Schultz moves to second. It's 5-1, Phillies. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Maddock reaches second base with a double. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bragan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into center field. Marti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marti. Maddock scores. Hack moves to second. It's 5-2, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lieber hits a line drive into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. May reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bregan hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Atwood hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Gallen bunts towards third. Mayfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Cy Johnson now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen scores. One out. It's 5-3, Phillies. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Mahan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ham Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lieber who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Mahan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Phillies. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Klein is walked intentionally. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rizzo hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bill Lee. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan misplays the ball. That's an error on Bregan. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Hack reaches second base with a double. D'Alessandro goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 6-5, Phillies. Ike Pearson now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herman moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Herman moves to third. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Al Todd. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwood fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Bobby Maddock. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Schult applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Charlie Root. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Bob Collins now catching. Larry French now pitching. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Mahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ike Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. 2 outs. Ham Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lieber is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.